ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, my friend and co-host. And we're very pleased to welcome Seth Frantzman, Senior Middle East Correspondent for the Jerusalem Post, to help us on a story some days past from the Wall Street Journal about the ambition of Hamas, a terrorist gang, to travel to Jeddah and meet with dignitaries. Now, the facts determine in these last hours, in Jeddah, we find Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority. We find King Abdullah, the king of Jordan. We find Mohammed bin Salman, the heir apparent to the throne of king of Saudi Arabia. However, Hamas, Seth, a very good evening to you. Is Hamas in this mix? Because it's in the headlines in the Wall Street Journal some days before. Right now, I'm not certain. Why is Hamas in Jeddah? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Yeah, it's unclear. It does seem that a trial balloon of some sorts was released to media or leaked by someone, either to sabotage the trip or perhaps to make sure that the Saudis, you know, were aware of what Hamas is thinking of doing. And it does seem that they went there, the Hamas members, and they have been there basically on a religious pilgrimage that takes place during Ramadan. It does not appear so far that they've gotten any sort of a red carpet. And I think were they to have gotten a pretty high-level meeting, it would be a very important one because it would signify, obviously, that Saudi is doing a lot of outreach to Damascus and Iran. If they were to host Hamas as well, it would obviously, I think, be a big deal.
Malcolm, you have a question.
I think reinforcing the message was that the stories of the visit all came from outside of Saudi Arabia. So yeah. Clearly linked. Leaked by Hamas, probably to other sources because of the long-term cold relationship that existed. But the question is, do we see an opportunity here for Saudi Arabia to insert itself in a bigger way with Hamas, and especially given the role that Hamas seems to have played in the last round conflict with Lebanon, that more than Hezbollah, they were the ones firing the rockets?
Well, I think that's the key question. I mean, Hamas is not exactly pretending that it's going to moderate the way it used to in the old days. I mean, it's very obvious what Hamas is doing. As you noted, the leader of Hamas flew into Beirut basically a day before Passover and then organized the firing of 34 rockets, probably in direct collaboration with Iran and Hezbollah. So that's very problematic. If Hamas is going to be destabilizing these countries and then goes to the Gulf, I mean, it already Hamas gets a red carpet in Qatar. It was hosting a big dinner there prior to trying to go to Saudi Arabia. So I think there's no evidence that Hamas is willing to change at all. It's not clear what the Saudis could do in terms of bringing them to the table with Abbas. It's not clear who would benefit. It appears that Hamas would like to benefit by destabilizing the West Bank. It turns out that the president of Iran gave a speech on Quds Day last Friday in Gaza. I mean, he gave it via, obviously, a teleprompter, but he basically told the Gazans and Palestinians to undermine the Palestinian Authority. So I don't think the Saudis would be pleased with that.
The caption for the Wall Street Journal piece showing Mohammed bin Salman says, brokering a reconciliation deal between Palestinian factions is a longer-term goal for Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. How do you interpret that, Seth? Brokering? Does that mean we keep the dialogue going? Does that mean we have a peace treaty? What is his ambition?
Well, I think the Saudis are really leading the way in the last few months in terms of a big diplomatic push in the region. I mean, I call it a new era of diplomacy or something. I mean, it's a huge new phase. And the Saudis are really leading the way in a way that they haven't been for the last decade, where they've kind of been on the back foot in various crises. So We're seeing them do a lot of work now with Syria. They're reaching out to Iran. They just hosted the King of Jordan. They support, obviously, the Egyptian government. You know, they're very important players. I think the big question with the Saudis is, okay, there's all this diplomacy. Who benefits in the end? And I think in the end of the day, obviously, Saudi would like to have things go its way, and they'd like to benefit. But I think if you bring Hamas and the Palestinian Authority back together, and the Hamas doesn't have to concede anything in Gaza and let the Fatah or other organizations hang out there, then it seems to me the only people that benefit are Hamas.
Malcolm?
So what is your expectation in terms of the reconciliation with Syria? Why would Saudi Arabia be pushing for Syria to return to the Arab League? Would they have an interest in legitimizing Assad at this time?
Well, I think that if we look back, you know, now almost 9 years or so, when General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi came to power in 2013 and chucked out the Muslim Brotherhood, I remember being in Egypt after that, and I was told many times that they pointed to Syria and they said, you see the civil war in Syria? We refuse to have that happen in Egypt. And I think there was a shift very quickly, especially in Egypt initially, to start speaking to the Syrian regime, especially people like Ali Mamluk and other members of the regime. And this now has just gone full. This has come all the way to the degree that Saudi Arabia feels like, okay, the Syrian civil war is basically over. We need to have a way to normalize with the regime to bring it back into the Arab fold. And in their view, hopefully reduce the Iranians maybe a little bit in Syria.
Seth, the U.S. is said by some to have withdrawn from the Middle East or stepped back from the Middle East. I don't ask whether that's accurate or not, but is this what the Middle East looks like without the U.S. at the table, hosting various bad actors who can be brought in from the cold? And so we'll need a scorecard in future for all the dialogue going back and forth from heretofore enemies.
Well, without the United States in the region, I mean, nature abhors a vacuum. So someone's going to step in, whether it's the Chinese, the Iranians, the Russians. I don't think the U.S. is leaving. I think the U.S. is shifting to confront Russia and China. And therefore, what that means is U.S. partners in the Middle East have to do the heavy lifting. The U.S. has kind of said that for the last decade. So that means that the Israelis, who are a key ally, and the Saudis, I guess. There is a question in Washington as to who else is an ally in the region after the Israelis, because, you know, there's a lot of people who are critical of the Saudis, critical of Qatar, critical of Turkey. I mean, so it's difficult to see who are America's closest partners. But whoever they are, they have to step up. In the end of the day, I think we have to understand that in the region, when we see bad actors, many countries in the region don't always see it that way. And that's why, for instance, Qatar was hosting Hamas and the Taliban for more than a decade. And the Taliban ended up back in power basically because of that. So and Qatar was rewarded as it's considered a major non-NATO strategic ally. So in the end of the day, I think the Syrian regime is just not going to go anywhere. Everyone has to decide what's going to happen with the Turkish part of the Syria and the part that America controls or influences or has a role in the East. I think it's preferable if the U.S. stays. It'd be great if the U.S. could empower the Syrian Democratic Forces. But I think most countries are just coming to the point where they think the regime is just not going to go anywhere. It's not 2013. That's the difference.
And Malcolm, your measure of Mohammed bin Salman's role here, hosting these large players. Is he stepping forward as the leader of the Middle East? Is that how you see this?
Well, I hear both. I hear from sources there that the other forces are coming to the fore and that he, in fact, as prime minister, is more marginalized and that he's asserting himself. Others say that this is really a tactic against Iran, that you can't reconcile the Sunni-Shiite divide, let alone some of the other issues. And so it could be playing in a dozen different ways. The internal conflicts within Saudi power still seem to be present. So we'll have to see in the coming months. But you see that he takes contradictory steps of cutting foreign aid in the region, yet being more assertive in the region. He reaches out and sends messages through some sources that Israel, the past prospects for next year are greater. And the other hand, saying that it's colder than it was.
Malcolm Honlein, Seth Fretzman of the Jerusalem Post. I'm John Batch.
You ain't
heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.